The political lead today. Senator Barack Obama's fundraising for last month, $40 million, 218,000 new contributors. The Democrats do get the headlines these days. Meanwhile, Senator John McCain has time to plan and build his Republican campaign for the fall. Here he is in Jacksonville, Florida today, reflecting on his ties there.
My friends, this place was never more special to me than during my unexpectedly long deployment overseas, when the good people of this place looked after my family in my absence. I've always, always been indebted to Florida friends and neighbors in Orange Park for taking such good care of my family while I was away.
The senator there referring to his time as a POW, of course. Dan Schnurr teaches political communications at the University of California, Berkeley. He's officially unaffiliated in this season, though he was communications director for Senator McCain's presidential run 8 years ago. Dan Schnurr, welcome to Day to Day.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me.
What does Senator McCain need to do now, and how is he doing on that?
Well, John McCain's been given a very rare opportunity in presidential politics. He's essentially been given a free run, a window of opportunity in which he, you know, can do whatever he wants. While Obama and Clinton continue to fight it out for the Democratic nomination, it gives McCain the very rare luxury of going out and talking not only about the public policy differences between himself and the Democrats, but talking about himself. Normally, when a candidate talks about his or her own biography, it's not particularly newsworthy. But because the news media does need to cover the Republican nominee while they're covering the Democratic primary fight, McCain is getting a much larger media platform for that biographical story than he normally would.
So just because the media feels a need to be balanced in its presentation, this is really helping him. He's getting some free time.
No question about it.
Well, he's on this what he calls Service to America tour, going around the country to places where he's been in the past. We heard him a moment ago on that. But doesn't the country really already know this guy, and often in a very positive way? How would you redefine yourself, and why would you?
Well, I don't know so much that McCain is redefining himself, but rather reminding voters of the things that they like and respect and admire about his personal and political accomplishments. What's interesting about this is that while the framing of the tour is biography, he does use it as an opportunity to talk public policy also.
There was a piece in the Washington Post a couple of days ago looking at how the senator is using his time, saying that some Republicans think he's still running unconventionally. For instance, he does not have a full-time pollster. He does not have a political director.
Well, John McCain tried running conventionally through 2006 and the first half of 2007, and the result was a campaign that almost collapsed in near bankruptcy.
When you see news footage of Senator McCain or go to his website for videos, do you ever look for signs that, because he's got a temper, he's known to have a temper, and how can you tell that he is pleased with the way the campaign is going or maybe displeased?
One of the fun things about watching John McCain is that while he is a very honest man, he has one verbal habit that can be somewhat misleading. And I should warn you on this one, Alex. When John McCain insults you, that means he likes you. When John McCain calls you my friend, that means he's sort of wary about you. When he calls you my dear friend, that means he doesn't like you.
Get out of town.
And when he calls you my dear, dear, dear friend, yeah, that's when you get out of town. So I think the more dear, dear, dear friends you hear from him, the more you realize there's something going on in the back of his mind.
Dan Schnurr, communications director for Senator McCain's 2000 campaign, now teaching at UC Berkeley. Dan, thanks.
Thank you, Alex.